Today's shir is Daf Chaf Aleph. We begin on the top line. Tana Rabbanan. We learned in the Braisa Kol Eilu Shomru Eim Malikim and B'Shabbos. All of the various substances that we learned that we can't use to light with them on Shabbos are disqualified to be used as wicks. Avalois and Madura. To make from them a torch for Shabbos, that's permissible. Whether the purpose of this torch is just to warm yourself up opposite, or to use it for light. And as Rashi explains, since a torch is composed of many wicks, so it is impossible for the fire to go out, since the wicks will continually ignite one another. That's why Chazal were not concerned about using this kind of material in a torch situation. Bein al gabe karka, and it doesn't make a difference whether it's situated on the ground, bein al gabe kira, or whether it's situated on a stove. But the only thing that Chazal prohibited us to do from these substances is to make a wick. The Mishnah said, v'loi b'shem kik. We're not allowed to use kik oil for the Shabbos candles. Ask the Gemara, my shemen kik. What is kik oil? I'm a Shmuel. Shel tinu l'chol nechusa yama. I asked all the people who used to travel in the sea, v'amrali, and they told me, oif echod yesh b'karcha yam. There is one bird that's found in the seaport cities, the kik shmai, and its name is kik. Rabbi Yitzchak b'rei Rabbi Yehudama. What is kik oil? Mishka d'kaza, cottonseed oil. It's the oil that's extracted from a type of a plant which is known as kikoyin de yoyna. Amar Rabbi Babachana, Ladi Chazli kikoyin de yoyna. I saw this kikoyin de yoyna plant. Ulet tzoliva dummy. It looks similar to the tzoliva plant. Umedefishki ravi. And it grows from the moisture in ponds. Vapum chenusa medallion yosei. Merchants used to hang it above the entrance of their stores for shade and fragrance. Umbepatsudoi avdi mishcha. From the kernels of this plant, people produce oil. Umbenfoi naichen kabrichid marova. And under its branches rested all the sick people of Eretz Yisrael. It's interesting, in the Sefer told us Chazor Nichaskel, that means the life story of Yechaskel Abramsky, is brought on a very interesting story. The Gemara says that one Friday night he was eating at home, and after he finished eating he took out a Gemara to learn, and he was very overwhelmed. His mother, when she saw him, asked him, what are you so overwhelmed from? She said, I just learned this Gemara of Shem and Kik. And in the Gemara we find an interesting thing he says. Shmuel, as we know from At Shas, was a person who was very knowledgeable in the ways of the world. He learned the Gemara Masechta Brachos. He was very familiar with astrology. Yet we find a very interesting thing, that when Shmuel found Kol Nechusa Yama, people who had traveled the world, and probably had a lot of interesting things to say, and interesting things to repeat, the thing that interested Shmuel the most was my Shemen Kik. He was anxious to know what Pshat in the Mishnah was. So I'm overwhelmed how people, even who had such great interest in everything that's going on in the world, their greatest interest was to know Pshat in the Mishnah. Amar Rabba, continues the Gemara, P'sila Sh'am Chachama Emed Likim and Shabbos, the wicks that Chazal said that we're not allowed to use to light with on Shabbos, Nesha or Mesach Secher Saben. Why are they unacceptable? Because the flame flickers on them. That's one Pshat in Rashi. Another Pshat that Rashi says is that the flame does not get absorbed well into the wick, into these types of wicks, and therefore the light is not a good light. Shmonim Sh'amar Chachamim, the oils that Chazal said you're not allowed to use, why are they not allowed to be used? Because they don't get absorbed well into the wick. And there's a concern, like we learned earlier in the previous parak, the Chazal were concerned, Shemayata, you may come to fix, to tilt the candle, to fix it, to make it work correctly. The Rivan on the side in Tosfos Shorim says another pshat. He says the reason we're supposed to have candles lit in the house on Friday night is for Shalom Bayis, to create a peaceful atmosphere in the house on Friday night. So he says that in these kinds of oils there is a concern that the light will get quickly extinguished, and if they're going to get quickly extinguished, they won't be candlelight in the house, which will disturb the Shalom Bayis. And Chazal were most anxious that the Shalom Bayis be maintained. So Rabbi asked Rava, the various oils that Chazal said that we may not use on Shabbos, could somebody put a small amount of acceptable oil in them and then kindle? Are we concerned that somebody's going to use the unacceptable oil? Or we don't make such a gzera. So he said, hey madlikim, you're not allowed to use this even when a small amount of acceptable oil is added. So Abaya asked my time, and what is the reason? He answered, Ravel fisherman leakin, because you're not allowed to. He didn't explain. So Abaya brings a proof that Rava is presumably incorrect. It says in a braisa, if somebody, in order to make a wick, wrapped a substance that may be used to make a wick, on top of a substance that cannot be used for a wick, you cannot use that kind of a wick. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Rav Shimon Gamliel says, Shabbos Abba, the members of my father's family, would wrap a valid wick around a knot, umadlikim, and use it as a wick. Ktonimius, but what does it say here? Madlikin, that you may use, the family of Shimon Gamliel would kindle with a valid wick when it was wrapped over a knot, even though a knot is unacceptable for use as a wick. So this is clearly different than what Rava said, that you can't combine an acceptable and unacceptable substance and use it. Amalei, so Abaya's proof is rejected. Rava says to Abaya, Admai Sulemit Rav Shimon Gamliel, instead of asking a kasha from me, Ami, from Rav Shimon Gamliel's psak, Siyinu Metanakama, the Tanakama who disagrees with Rav Shimon Gamliel and prohibits using a combination of a valid and invalid substance, is a raya that I'm right. Answers Abaya Holakasha. This is not a question. Masa Rav. Rav Shimon Gamliel didn't just say a psak. Rav Shimon Gamliel said that this is what his family and his did. Something that is a Masa Rav, something that when you have a halach position which is followed, not only which is followed by saying a story that somebody followed that, that's a proof that it's very serious psak, and that's to be the psak. So that's why Rav Shimon Gamliel to me says Abaye is more significant, and that's why I'm asking a kasha to you for Rav Shimon Gamliel. Ask the Gemara to come up in kasha. So Abaye goes back, now you Rav are hard to understand based on what Rav Shimon Gamliel said. My love lahadlik, when Rav Shimon Gamliel, doesn't Rav Shimon Gamliel permit to candle, to use a wick that's composed of valid and invalid substances? Answers the Gemara, Loi. You know what Rav Shimon Gamliel allowed? Lahakfos. Means like this. He wanted, you had a good wick, but you wanted to support it to keep the wick afloat, so they used a knot to keep the wick afloat. But not that the wick was a combination of a good and not good substance. Asks Abaya, if the entire purpose of the knot was just to support the wick, my time is Tanakama. Why is the Tanakama Machmer? Answers the Gemara, Rava says, we have to learn Pshat and the Braisa entirely different. Cool Rav Shimon Gamliel. Really, this entire Braisa is the position of Rav Shimon Gamliel. This is why you have to learn the Braisa. If somebody wraps a substance that you can use on top of a substance that you can't use is the halacha any man leaking ball. You cannot use such a combination. Continues the brisa. The medvar mamurim. When are you now allowed to use such a combination? Lahadlik. When your kavana is to use both as a wick. Avlahak voice. But if your entire purpose is just to support the wick, then it's mutter. Shushim gemil oimer. Shabbos Abba, that's exactly what he did in my father's family. Haykarchim psila, agabe abgais, they used to put a wick over a nut to keep the wick from sinking. As, so right now, we have supported Rav's position that you can't use a combination. Ask the Gemara, any. Is this truly the din? For Hamar, Rabbi Amrav said, "Chelim hutuch v'gir ve'dogim shnemucha." In the case of melted tallow or innards of a fish that have dissolved, or the noisel tachashem koshu, a person could put a small amount of valid oil into them, or madlik can use them for oil on Shabbos. So we see beferish that a combination is permitted. Answered the Gemara. Hani Mimshich Benayu. The two oils that Rav was referring to really are good oils, and they should not require any help. The Hanini Mimshich Benayu. But the other oils which Rav was speaking about are not good oils. They don't draw after the wick by themselves. Just so Ivazai, why don't we use Chayel Mechutach for Kirvei Dagim? Because God's Rabban Al Chayel Mechutach, Chazal made Xero. A melted tallow, because of non-melted tallow, which should not be used, and the kivay dogim shnemaychu, and Chazal made a gzeira on fish innards that are dissolved, because of fish innards that have not been dissolved. But since melted tallow or dissolved fish innards are really good, that's why as soon as you put on a little good oil, it's enough. Ask the Gemara, the Lidzana Michael Mchutta for Kira Dagm Shnemachu, so let Chazal also say that dissolved tallow or dissolved kirei dogim, should not only shtoicha yishemen, that good oil was put into them, should still be prohibited, mishimchel mechutach for kirei dogim shlemoichu, because of melted tallow and dissolved kirei dogim shloi nosim toicha yishemen, that we just said is not good. Answers the Gemara, as we've learned many times, he gufu l'gzeira. The halacha of not using melted tallow and dissolved kirei dogim is a gzeira. And we should go make a gzeira, that we don't do. Ask Taisus Yishonim, even the gzeira of melted tallow is also gzeira. Because why do we ask a chel mechutach? We ask a chel mechutach because of non mechutach. And non mechutach is only also because of shemayata. So why doesn't it stay a gzeira? So Taisus Yishonim answers that it's really one gzeira, because by non-melted tallow, it's not a question shemayata. Taisa says inevitably you will tilt the candle, because it can never work any other way, because it's such a poor fuel. It's also interesting that Taisa Yishonim brings down that as long as there's one good candle in the house, therefore you will remember not to tilt the other candles, and you could use the other candles from a poor material. The other thing that Taisus Yishonim quotes of Shimon Mikutzi, saying that if there's a something that you could do without any candlelight, let's say pouring wine, he uses as an example, then you could use any type of candle to do it by, because since you really don't need candlelight altogether to do it, so therefore when the Chazal did not make gzeira under such circumstances. Tani Rama Bachama. So Rama Bachama taught a braisa. Psilus v'shmonim sh'amim chachamim. The wicks and oils which Chazal said emad likmim b'shabbos should not be used on Shabbos. Emad likmim b'migdash should not be used in the Beis HaMikdash. V'shinema, because it says in the Beis HaMikdash, v'halois ner tamid, that who taught him, and Rabbi Bachamba was the one that taught the Braisa, and he explains it. The Torah uses a language which is not normally found. The Torah uses a language of lahalos. Why does lahalos teach me that the flame should ascend by itself? Not that it needs other means to ascend. And if inferior wicks or oil are used, a steady flame will not be attained without tilting it and adjusting it. That's why Chazal wa Machmer. And all the Mefarshim ask, we know that for Menorah we anyway only could use Shem and Zayis. So what's the point of this? So the Mefarshim answer that not only Menorah was not the only oil and not the only illumination that they had in the Beis HaMikdash. They had other illuminations in the Beis HaMikdash, and the halach is that you can't use that type of these type of fuels or wicks for that. Tana, ask the Gemara. We learned in the Mishnah, Mebeloi nechse kahanim, from the worn out trousers of the kahanim, umehemineim, and from their belts, hoy mafkiim, they would tear and make wicks, umehemadlikim, and they would use them in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, what were they made out of? They were made out of wool. And wool is one of the wicks that we said cannot be used. Tosfos asked the question that we just learned before, that if you combine a good material with a bad material, it may be permissible for a wick. Now, the belts of the Kohanim's Begadim were a combination of wool and linen. And linen, we know, is a good material. So we have a question, why is that usur if you have a combination of good and bad? So Tosfos answers that since the Kohen's belt contained three parts wool to one part flax, the flax part is considered totally nullified. So it cannot be considered of a combination of good and bad. But back to where we started, here we're seeing that we're using wool as a wick. And we just learned that in the Beis HaMikdash they did not use anything which was not a good material. Answers the Gemara, where was this used? This was used by the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. Simchas Beis HaShoeva is different. It's not Midaraisa, and therefore any wicks can be used for that event. Toshma, the Tani Rabbi Bamasna, Big day kohanim that got worn out, mafkiyos, and they would tear them, umehen hayoisnoisim psilos l'migdosh, they would use them for the menorah, my love, the client. Now, weren't they the mixture of wool and linen? And here we're seeing that it's for the menorah, it's not just a simple space of shaver. And so the Gemara, loy, the butz. We're talking the begadim that were made out of linen, those were the begadim that were torn to be used for the menorah. But something else actually wasn't. Amr Rav Huna, continues the Gemara. Seal of the Shmanim Shamru Chachamim. The wicks and oils which Chazal said Eimad Likim in the Shabbos, which cannot be used on Shabbos, Eimad Likim Baran B'Chanukah, cannot be used on Chanukah, Bein B'Choyel, Bein B'Shabbos, whether on Shabbos, Bein B'Choyel, whether on the weekday. Amr Rava, my Tamid Rav Huna, what is the reason for Rav Huna? Kesavar, because Rav Huna holds Kaf Sozakakla, that if the Chanukah light goes out, you have to light it again. So therefore, you have to use a good wick and good fuel that don't go out. And he also holds a Mutl Shtamish Laira. It's permissible to use the Chanukah candles, and therefore, you have to be careful to use a good oil and wick. Now, the question is obvious. Tosfos asked the obvious question. Once Rav Huna holds Kaf Sozakakli, so that applies to all Chanukah candles, that you have to relight it. That's why I have to use a good oil and wick. So how do I know Mutl Shtamish L'Oira? So Tosfos explains, the fact that Rav Huna mentioned Bein B'Shabbos Bein B'Choyel is a raya that Rav Huna is saying something that's more than just Kaf Sozakakli. Because if the only reason you had to use a good wick is because kafsa zakah kla. So it would have been enough that the Gemara should say Ner Chanukah has to be made from a good oil or wick. Period. Why did Rav Huna go out of the way to say Shabbos especially? It's a raya that Rav Huna holds Mutal Ishtamish L'Oira. Chizda Amar, Rav Chizda holds Madlikim Ben Bechol. You could use these wicks and oils during the weekdays of Chanukah, Avaloi B'Shabbos, but not in Shabbos. Kesava, because Rav Chizda holds this way. Kafsa, that if the candle, if the Chanukah light goes out, Ein Zakakla. One is not obligated to rekindle it. So if you're not obligated to rekindle it, you could use any fuel or oil. But he also holds it's permissible to use the Chanukah light. So that's where we're concerned that on Friday night, you have the Chanukah light with the poor material, you're going to use it for, you're going to do Shemayata. The Beis Halevi asks, even if Rav Chizda holds the Kofsa and Zakakla, that if the candle goes out, you don't have to relight it, but obviously he agrees that L'chatchila, it should burn the entire designated half an hour period. So how does he allow us to use oils and wicks that produce a pure flame? So he answers that only Rav Huna, who holds that the lights must actually burn that required half an hour, he's concerned that it should go out. Rav Chizda, who holds that it doesn't have to be rekindled, so we don't have to go make precautionary things that it may go out. In other words, let's understand the Beis Halevi. The Beis Halevi is saying that we're not guaranteed that poor fuel or poor wicks are going to go out. There's a concern. So when do I have to be worried with the concern? When it really has to light those that half an hour. But since Rav Chizda says that half an hour is not mamish required, I'm not going to make zeiris for that time. Continues the Gemara. Amar Rav Zeir Amar Masna, Barmalei Amar Rav Zeir Amar Rav, Psilas Vishmanush Amar Chum, the wicks and oils that Chazal said, Eim Malikim B'Shabbos should not be used in Shabbos, Malikim B'Chanukah can be used in Chanukah, Bein B'Choil, Bein B'Shabbos. Both on the weekday and on Shabbos. Amar Rav Yimaya, my time of the Rav, what's the reasoning of Rav? Ksava, number one, he holds Kofsa and Zakakla, that if the Chanukah goes out, we don't have to rekindle it. So even if I'm using a poor fuel or wick, I don't have to relight it. And also he holds Vasal Ishtamish L'Oiroi, that's submitted to use the Chanukah light, so there's no concern of Shemayata. Why is there an issa to use the Chanukah light for your own use? So Rashi explained that by using it, by not being allowed to use it for personal use, it becomes apparent that they were lit for mitzvah. The Rashban ran explained that the candles, the Chanukah candles, were instituted as a commemoration for what happened with the menorah in the Beis Hamikdash, as we will learn soon. So Chazal formulated the mitzvah similar to the laws of the menorah. And since it's forbidden to make personal use of the menorah lights, as did Kodesh, Chazal also prohibited using the Chanukah lights. The Rashba also says, Stam, using the Chanukah lights for personal use is a disrespect towards the mitzvah. Abu Abanaka made the Abayim Shmei Rav Yirmiyah. The Rabbanan said this halacha of Rav before Abayim named Rav Yirmiyah, v'lo kibla. Abaya did not accept it. Kiyosu Ravin, when Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, says the Gemara, Amru Rabbanan Kamei Dabayi Mishmei Rav Yochanan. The Rabbanan said over the same halacha before Abaya the name of Rav Yochanan, the Kibla. And then he accepted it. Oma, and he said, Izachai, had I been Zaycha, permitted Lashmat Mekara, I would have learned it earlier. For Gamra, asked the Gemara, he learned it, so what's the difference earlier or later? Answered the Gemara, Nafkamina Lagarasa the Yangasa. Something that you learn when you're young is more effective than something you learn in later years, because you're more likely to learn it, to remember it. The Bnei Yisoscha says, what? So first of all, Taisha says, that's Taka Dalocha. Dalocha is Kofsa Ein Zakakla, that if you light it, you don't have to rekindle it. But you're not allowed to use it. You're not allowed to use it for personal use. However, the Taz says this is only during the week when you light the Chanukah candles after the proper zman for Chanukah lights. But on Friday afternoon, when we light the Chanukah left earlier, but if the Chanukah left are lit and they go out before Shabbos, which is really before the Zman of Shabbos, which is really before the Zman of Chanukah candles, then they should be relit. All the Paiskim say you don't even have to relight it then. Because when Chazal established the Zman of lighting Chanukah candles, they established that Friday afternoon Zman is earlier. So it's no different Friday afternoon from any other time, and if it goes out, you don't have to kindle it. But it's interesting. The Paiskim say that even if you paskin kofsa ein zakeklo, and if the Chanukah candles go out, you don't have to relight it. They still say the proper thing to do is to relight them. Why? Because we're going to learn the halacha of chashad. The halacha is if somebody has two windows and on two sides of his house, so the halacha is that you should light the Chanukah left on both. The people shouldn't suspect that you didn't light Chanukah left if they only passed by one window and that the other. So, say to Paiskim, the Beis Halevi says this, that even if a person didn't, even if the halach is kofsa ein zakeklo, and if it goes out, you don't have to relight it from the halachic point, but you have to relight it because of the concern of chashat. The Bnei Yisoscha says, kofsa ein zakeklo, what's the lesson that if it goes out, you don't have to relight it? So he says that Ner Chanukah represents Torah. As we know, Torah are. There's a difference between Torah and anything else. Torah is considered learning Torah, and you get the schar for Talmud Torah, even if you learn and you don't understand. Even if you learn and you don't remember. Of course you should try to remember, but the best is, Torah is always. The schar for learning is for actual act of spending the time and spending the effort to learn. So says the Bnei Yisoscha, that's why Kofsa ein Zakeklo. Even if it goes out, even if the Chanukah light goes out and you don't remember what, even if the light goes out and you don't remember with the candle, and you didn't have the candle on for half an hour, the same with Torah, even if you don't remember the Torah ein Zakeklo, don't worry about it, you get the schar for learning. It's very interesting. The Rambam also says a very nice verse. The Rambam says we learned before from the Tosfos Hashanim that if you have a good light on in the house, then you can have the rest of the lights even poor light. So bizarre, if we're dealing with Friday night, and Friday night you have a good candle from the Friday night candles, why can't you use the rest of the candles and even the Hanukkah candles from the poor fuel and wicks? So the Rambam says because since the Chanukah candle is only on for half an hour. So by the time the Shabbos candles kick in, the Chanukah candle is off. That's why you have to have good candles in the house. Continues the Gemara. The Kof Sein Zakek Law, is that true? That if the candle goes out, you don't have to relight it for a minute. I'll ask you a question from a Braisa. It says in the Braisa, Mitzvasa, the time for lighting Chanukah candle begins when Shintishka Chama, from when sun sets. There's a big machlokes apayskim what this means. Some paiskim say it means actual shkia. Others understand Shintishka Chama, would mean the second shkia, which is about a quarter of an hour before tzeis. And others say it means Shintishka Chama when the sun goes down completely, which would mean tzeis kechavim. Until all the passerbys are no longer in the market. My lot, what doesn't that mean? The kufsa, that if the candle goes out during this time, you have to relight it. Says the Gemara, loy. What it means is, the loy adlik, if you did not light the Chanukah lecht, at this time, he could light them any time until Madlik, he could light it any time until the passerbys in the street. Vinami, another halacha, is l'shiurei. It's telling us the amount of oil a person is supposed to put into the candle. It's the amount of time that the candle, the lamp should contain enough oil to burn from the beginning of the time until that time, which is a half an hour. Which actually took a regular minashuk. So the Brisa said that the candles have to continue lighting until all passerbys aren't in the market. Ask the Gemara about Kama. Until when is that? Omer Rabba Bavachana Omer Rabbi Yochanan Ad the Kalya Rigla Tamidoy. Until the Tamidoyans have vanished from the market. Who are Tamidoyans? So Rashi explains, they were residents and they sold the small pieces of wood that poor people who couldn't afford to buy wood, but they came home and they needed wood for light or for fuel, they would go back out to buy from the Tamidoyans the small pieces of wood. And that they were the last people to stay in the market. Until they're in the market, that's Shtikla Reglam and Ashok. It's very interesting. I saw Pshat from the Mepharshim. What's the lesson of Tikla Reglam and Tamidoy? The lesson of Chanukah lighting is that we have to have a Munah and Bitachon in Hashem. No matter how bleak the situation looks, we have to believe in Hashem that Hashem will help us. Who teaches us that? The Tamidoy. The Tamidoy, they had the poor pieces of wood and they were dealt with the poor people, but they never gave up hope. They always tried to find a customer. Here too, we should never give up hope. Taisha says that in our Gemara, we had two explanations. We had two explanations in this Braisa. One explanation was that the Braisa is teaching us the Loyadlik, that if you didn't put on candles by Shkia, you have time till Tichla Reglam and Ashok. Another one was to teach us the Zman of a half an hour. So Taisha says, since these two explanations conflict each other, so therefore we could do either way. And that's why if somebody misses the right time frame, he should still light candles lighter. Especially since Taisa says, the Ikra Pesumi Nisa that we do nowadays is for the people in the house. And there, as long as the people in the house are up, you could still light Chanukah Lecht. Because you could paskin that the halach is only for half an hour. Tanabon continues the Gemara. Mitzvah Ner Chanukah. The mitzvah of Chanukah candles is Ner Ish Beisai. Is everybody should have a candle for his household. The Mahadran, people who pursue mitzvahs. So Rashi explains pursuing mitzvahs in Mahadran. Tosfos and other Rishonim explain somebody who want to embellish the mitzvahs. Somebody want to do mitzvahs more. So the halacha is Ner L'Kol Echad V'Echad. They should light for each and every person in the household. So the machlokes to show him how to learn this. Rambam understands that the Baal Bayis, the head of the household, is obligated to light Chanukah Lecht according to the amount of people there are in the house. The Ramah, however, says that each member of the house lights his own candle according to the Mahadran. The Mahadran and the Mahadran, those who want to even do more, the first night you should light 8 candles, and every night do less, and the first night do 1 candle, every night do more and more. Here too, there's Machloikas, Tosfos and Rambam, how to explain Mahadran and Mahadran. Rambam learns that the Mahadran and the Hadran supplement the Mahadran. That means, if somebody wants to embellish the basic mitzvah, so he, the Baal Bayis, lights a candle for every member of the household on each night of Chanukah. If he wants to be a Mahadran and Mahadran, according to Beis Hillel, he does another light for every member on every other night. Tosfos understands that the two levels are related, and they're really two different choices. According to Tosfos, if you want to embellish the basic mitzvah, you should light a candle for every member of the house. One who wants to enhance the mitzvah in a Mahadran Mahadran way does 1 candle on the first night for the whole family, two candles on the second night for the second family, and so on. It's very interesting. The Taz makes a point. Usually, when there's a Machlokes Rambam and Tosfos, people of Sephardic origin follow the Rambam, and people of Ashkenazic origin follow Tosfos. Here, people of Ashkenazic origin still follow the Rambam, and every person in the house lights every night of the Chanukah light one more. The question is, we don't find in anything in other mitzvahs such a focus on Mahadrin and Menahadrin and Menahadrin. Why over here do we find such a focus? So, we'll answer with a question that will become more relevant as we go through the Gemara. One of the questions that the Pnei Yeshua, a lot of other Mefarshim ask, is why was there a Ness of Chanukah? Why did Hashem have to make the Ness with the oil? We could have used even Tamadig oil, because Allah is Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur. If everything is Tamei, then we're dealing with a public situation, we can use even Tamadig items. So here, it was B'Tzibur. Why didn't they use Tamadig items? Because they wanted it, because Chazal, Hashem wanted to teach us, a mitzvah should be done in a perfect way. So since the entire concept of Ner Chanukah is to do it in a perfect way, that's why we are makbet by Chanukah candles to go Mahadrin and Mahadrin and Mahadrin. Another answer is an interesting answer. There are two mitzvahs in the Torah, in Shulchan Aruch, where if somebody can't afford to pay the money, the Chazal said you should sell whatever you have to do it. What are they? Dalet Kaisis, Pesach by night, and Chanukah Lecht by Chanukah. So the question is, Kadosh Baruch Hu does not ask from us to do what we can't do. Why over here do we find that we have to do it this way? Because these mitzvahs involve Pesumei Nisa. And when Pesumei Nisa is involved, we have to go out of our way to publicize Hashem's wonderful miracles with us. Now we could understand why we have to do Mahadrin, Mahadrin, Mahadrin. Since we're dealing with a Pesumei Nisa situation, when we're dealing with a Pesumei Nisa situation, we have to go out of our way to do the mitzvah in the most proper way possible. Now the Gemara begins to explain the Machloikis of Eisham and Beis Hillel. Ula. Pligaboy Trey Merova. There was Machloikis Meroyim in Eretz Yisrael. How to explain the Machloikis of Eisham and Beis Hillel? Who are they? Rav Yosef Bar Avin, Rav Yosef Bar Zvide. Charam Atamad Beis Shammai. One said that the reason for Beis Shammai that we keep on decreasing is Kenegad Yom HaMachnosim, corresponding to the number of days yet to come. The time of Beis Hillel, and what's the reason for Beis Hillel? Kenegad Yom HaYotzim, according to the days that already passed. The Charama, Tam de Beis Shammai, and one said the reason for Beis Shammai is Kenegad Pri Chag, the bull carbonus that were brought in Sukkos, that on Sukkos they brought 70 carbonus Kenegad the 70 nations of the world. The first day they brought 13, the second day they brought 12, until they reached 70. So they kept on decreasing. The Tam de Beis Hillel, and the reason for Beis Hillel is now in the Kodesh, when it comes to sacred matters, we always go higher. The Emeridin, we do not go lower. Amr Rabbi Babachan, Amr Rabbi Yochanan. Shnei Zekenim Hayu B'Tzidon. There were two Zekenim at Tzidon. Echad Asuk Beis Shammai, Echad Asuk Kedir Beis Hillel. One acted like Beis Shammai, and one acted like Beis Hillel. Zed Nosam Talmud Vav. One gave a reasoning that we can keep on going down. Keneged Pri Achag, corresponding to the Kabbonis and Chayuk Sukkos, the Nesentam, the Dvarov, the Maal B'Kodesh, the Emeridim. So first of all, the Bi'ah Locha asks, how could somebody do like Beis Shammai? We know that we don't follow Beis Shammai, Kenegad Beis Hillel. The Bi'ah Locha answers, since we're dealing here with a Hiddur, we're not dealing with an actual mitzvah, we're dealing with a Hiddur, when do we follow Beis Hillel? When we're dealing with a mitzvah proper, not when we're dealing with a Hiddur. What's the practical difference between the two ways, the machloikis of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, if we go connected Nomer and Chnosim Yom HaYotzim or Maal B'Kodesh and Priya Chag? So the Beis Halevi explains like this. If Beis Hillel's reasoning for requiring continual increase is that the lights correspond to the departed days. What's going to be okay? What's going to be the halacha on somebody on the third night of Hanukkah has only enough oil for two lights? So since he's not being mekayim kneged yomim hanichnasim, so there's no point in lighting two. He could light one. But if the reason is because of Mal and the Kaddish, then he should light two, because he should always continue going higher. One more thing from the Bnei Yisoscha that says to the question that we asked before, why by Hanukkah light are we so makbid on Mahadrin and Mahadrin and Mahadrin? So he says that Hanukkah light, as we said before, represent Torah. Mahadrin means to review, as we say when we finish a parak, or we finish Masech Tahadrin Aloch. Ner Chanukah, Mitzvahs Ner Chanukah is Ner Yishebeisai. A person should learn and make sure that his whole family learns. But Mahadrin, then you should learn and review. And then the best thing is Mahadrin and Mahadrin, constantly continue to review your learning, learn more and more. The Mefarshim say, we just learned that the reason for Beisillah is because of Ma'am B'Kodesh Ma'am Reden. Ma'am B'Kodesh, a person should constantly go up in his Avodas Hashem. Because the aim, if he doesn't go up, what is going to be? Because you can't stay status quo. Meriden, you'll end up going down. Chas V'Shalom. Continue to Gemara. Tan Rabbanan. Ner Chanukah, the Ner Chanukah, Mitzvah L'Anicha Pesach Beisai. The place to put it is by the doorway of your house. B'Chutz, on the outside, to do Pesimin Nisa. If you live in the upper floor, so you don't have a courtyard where to put your Hanukkah light, you should put it by a window near the Rosh Hashanah. B'shas Kana, so like Tosh explained, there was a holiday in those days where people were not allowed to light candles besides in the base of Avodah Zarah, and that's enough. Amar Rava, and Rava explains, Tzorach Neracheres, you have to have another candle besides the Hanukkah candle, v'shtamish l'oira, that you could show that this is not the Hanukkah light, that the Hanukkah light, as we explained before, is being used exclusively for the mitzvah. However, v'ikah medura, if there's a torch burning in the room, so it's obvious that the Hanukkah light is only there for mitzvah, l'tzarach, there's no need for an extra light. V'adam chashavu, but if the person is a distinguished person, who does not usually use the light of a torch, so there, afgav dik medura, tzarach neracheres, he needs another candle. So, begins the Gemara. My Hanukkah. What is the reason for the Yontav of Hanukkah? So the Mefarshim will ask, we all know what the Nes of Hanukkah was. So, the Meretz Chayis explains like this. We want to understand as follows. The Nes of Hanukkah, as great of a Nes as it was a Nes b'derech hateva. They found oil, the oil burnt, maybe it burnt longer than it normally should burn, but it was a Nes b'derech hateva. So they want to know, what is the purpose for burning, for doing a Nes Hanukkah, for commemorating the Yontif? And for that we're going to explain, because the main thing is not just the candlelight, the main thing is the Halavai Dor, thanking Hashem for this wonderfulness. The Tana Bonim, the Chav Hei the Kislev, on the 25th day of Kislev, Yom the Chanukah, begins Chanukah, Tamni Inun, there are 8 days, the Leilu Mispah Behem, you're not allowed to say a Hesper in those days, a eulogy, or Leilu Sanspah, you're not allowed to fast. Shekishnish Chesu, Yevonim Lahechel, when the Greeks entered the Beis HaMikdash, Timu Kol HaShvanash Vahechel, they contaminated everything in the Hechel. Ukshigavra Malchus Beis Chashmanoim V'chnatzcham, when the Chashmanoim got the upper hand and destroyed them. But they inspected and they couldn't find El Pach Echad Shel Shemen, only one flask of oil. Shayimuna b'chayis meshal kain gadol, that was left with the kain gadol seal intact. And the Farshim explained that was the raya that the Yevonim did not touch that flask, because had they found something with this seal, and if they would have seen it, they would have certainly taken it, because they would have expected there's something very valuable in it. The fact that they didn't touch it is a right, the fact that the seal was on it is a right that they didn't touch it. It was only enough to light one day. Nas v'nes, there was a nes, It was on for 7 days. The next year, they made it a yontif, to thank Hashem. So the Pnei Yeshua, as I said before, asks, why don't we say Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur? And they could have used a Tumadiga oil. So he answers that here we were talking about Chinuch HaMenorah, relighting the Menorah, and which represents Chinuch, which represents educating our families, educating our children. And that always has to be done with pure Tahara. It has to be done in purity. There's also the famous question of the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef asks, why is Hanukkah 8 days? The first day, there ostensibly was no great miracle. They found a candle. So there are a lot of terutzim, hundreds of terutzim were said to this. The Beis Yosef himself says 3 terutzim. The first terutz he says was that the Chashmonai themselves divided the oil into 8 parts. So even the first night, they had a very small amount of oil and it lit the whole night. The second heresy says was that the flask remained full after filling the menorah's cups. So right away they saw the nest. Or third heresy is that on the first night, the entire contents of the flask were poured into the cups. And when they came in the morning, they found that the cups were still full of oil, and this happened for all 8 nights. And this happened all night. Other theorists is that the first night, the first day of Hanukkah, and this goes well with what we learned before, the yontif is that's the halal vaidah. It's thanking Hashem for doing nisim for us, that we were able to prevail over our enemies. The other days are for the nais of the oil. The farshim will ask, the Gemara just says, l'shana cheres, the next year, kovav also yontif, they made it a yontif. Why didn't they make it this year a yontif? So first I'll explain like this. Really, in the Beis Hamikdash, it was a place full of nisim. But unless those nisim were for that moment alone, they did not have an effect on the time forever. A year later, when Chazal came back to that time of Chaf Hei Kislev, they felt that this time was a different time. They felt that this was a holy time. They said, obviously this nes has a hashpa on the time forever. And that's why they established Hanukkah forever. Tanan Hassan. We learned in the Mishnah Masechta Bava Kamma. Gets hayoyf mitachas patish. If a spark flies out from under blacksmith's hammer, the yotz v'hizik, and it goes out and damages another person's property, chayiv, the blacksmith is chayiv. Gamal shatan pishtin. If a camel is laden with linen, v'oy rishus rabim, he's passing through rishus rabim, v'nichnas pishtan hotek chanus, and the linen protrudes into a store, the dolk of Nerish L'chavani, and it gets ignited by the storekeeper's light, and that's how it burns down the whole house, Chas V'Sholem, Balgam L'chayiv, the camel owner is chayiv for the damage that he did to the balum. However, if the storekeeper left his candle outside, then Chavani is chayiv, he shouldn't have left his candle outside. Rabbi Yehuda says, B'ner Chanukah is potter. Why? Since we learned before, it's a mitzvah to keep the Hanukkah light outside for Pesumi Nisa, he didn't do anything wrong. Amar Avina, Zayis Ameris, where does Yehuda's Lima teach us? Ner Hanukkah, mitzvah l'anich v'tech asara. That the right place to put the Hanukkah light is within 10 tefachim of the ground. If you're going to tell me that you should put it above 10 tefachim, lemelei, let the person get damaged, say to the store owner, you should have put your Hanukkah candle above the area where the camel and its rider goes. Since the damaged party does not have the right to say that, it's a raya that the right place to put the Hanukkah light is below Asar Tfachim. The Dilma Imitzuch Letuva. But perhaps the reason the shopkeeper we won't do it, it's because it's a big tercha. Aslam nu mitzvah. And he will eventually not do the mitzvah. So maybe that's the reason we patter him. But it's not a proof that the Hanukkah candle should be placed within 10 tefachim of the ground. But still, in Shulchan Aruch, it says that the Hanukkah candle should be put between 3 and 4 tefachim from the ground. But the halacha is that if it's put, the eved, higher, it's okay. one mavarta we'll end with is like this. We asked before that we quoted a Zaken who acted according to Beis Shammai. And we asked that we know that Allah is always like Beis Hillel according to, against Beis Shammai. Why over here did he act like Beis Shammai? So the Farshim say that Ner Chanukah represents the Oirish of Mashiach, the light of Mashiach. And we know when Mashiach comes, the Halacha will be like Beis Shammai. Since then, the Halacha was like Beis Shammai, he already in Chanukah candles acted like Beis Shammai.